This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How many's glad he woke you up this morning? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's some that can't say that. And we have to always be thankful of that, because I'm telling you, don't take it for granted. I don't care how young or old you are. God is merciful every day. So today I want to open with prayer. I'm going to give you the word that the Lord has given me for this day. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in the house of God with the people of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us one more day, Father. One more day to praise your name. One more day to be thankful for what you have done. One more day to teach and show others your love, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you put us in this day, in this time, at such a time as this, Lord. Regardless of what is going on in the world, you put us here for your purpose. Help us, Lord Jesus, to have the wisdom of yours, the knowledge of you, Lord Jesus, and the strength and the courage and the boldness to walk forward in this world proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us show them your life in ours, Lord. I pray now, Father, that as this vessel, I surrender myself to you. Everything that I think and speak, Lord, everything be done to edify and glorify your name. Let nothing be said or done according that it's not according to your will in this house today. Have your way. Holy Spirit, come and indwell and inhabit this place. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be who we're called to be. Let those people that are hearing this and seeing this and coming through the door, let them see a love like no other. Let them see the love of God. Strengthen us to do what we're called to do, that we will be the mighty army of God. Let your word take root in our hearts, Lord. Let the seed of your word grow and prosper in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And today we're going to talk about seed. So if you want to put a title with this, you can call it, which seed will you die to? Which seed will you die to? Now, Jesus in Matthew 7 and 20 said some profound words to his disciples, which were, you will know them by their fruit. You will know them by their fruit. And to have fruit, you've got to have a seed that has been planted, been watered, had the right soil, had the right conditions to grow, to die, actually, and grow into a plant, and then thus producing the fruit that it is. So we know that an apple seed cannot produce oranges. And we know that an orange seed cannot produce apple. So we're going to talk about this incorruptible seed that God has given us. So if you'll turn with me to 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1. And Peter is writing, talking about a heavenly inheritance that we have. But he says a very profound thing right in the middle of all that in verse number 4. And I may read verse 3, 2, and 5. But let's start 1 Peter 1, verses 3. And it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, I want you to notice there's nothing you can do there to earn that. It is through his abundant mercy. He has given us the ability to have a hope, but not just any hope, but a living hope through Christ Jesus, who was raised again from the dead. And it says in verse 4, this is kind of where the sermon was birthed from. It says, to an inheritance incorruptible. What does that word mean? That it cannot be corrupted. It cannot decay. It cannot be taken away. Incorruptible and undefiled. That means that it's a pure thing. What God has given us is incorruptible and undefiable. And that does not fade away. It is reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So notice it's not kept. The seed that we have is through His power. Through His power. But notice how it's kept. It's kept through faith. Through our faith. Our portion is faith for salvation. Our portion is faith through salvation. John 8 and 37, and you can write these down because I'm going to work hard for you today and read these scriptures, says, now this is Jesus speaking, and He's speaking to the Pharisees, if I'm not mistaken. He says, I know that you are Abraham's seed, because, you know, they pulled that card. They said, yeah, we're of the seed of Abraham. You know, we got the highest quality pedigree available. And He says, oh, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. It wasn't that He didn't have place in him. It's just my word didn't have place in you. As a child of God, you have this incorruptible seed in you. It is through Christ Jesus. It's the word. It's the word. Through the word, we have glorious things. We have strength. We have power. We have hope, a living hope. We have so many things. Now, in the Bible, the word seed is used for different things. Offspring, you know, we're of the seed of Abraham. I'm of the seed of Joseph. You know, David's seed. You know, they use that to talk about their children, their offspring. But metaphorically, you could see the seed is God's word. It can be used of finances sowed. You sowed a seed into the kingdom. We talk that way in the scripture a lot. It can be an action. It can be your words. It can be a deed. A seed is planted. We pray that the seeds take root in your heart, or I do. So I'm talking about the word of God. Take root in your heart and grow and become fruitful, which means it produces actions and words. It produces a lifestyle that is that coincides with the seed that you have within you. But as humans, we have two seeds. Now, I'm talking metaphorically. We're talking about two seeds. Romans 5 and 12 talks about our two seeds. Now, again, you have to use your metaphoric mind. You know, I'm not talking about literal, but it is a literal translation, literal thing that we have. It says, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. I went to Romans 12. Excuse me. Let me go back there. Romans 5 and 12. But we are all one body. That's true. It says, therefore, just as through one man, and who's he talking about? Sin entered the world. That's Adam, right? And death came because of that sin. And thus death spread to all men because all have sinned. And we know the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin are death. But it says because of one man, sin came and death came with it, and it spread to all men. So you are the seed of Adam. You have inherited something from him. But praise be to God, we can have the seed of Jesus. We can be of the seed of Jesus, of his family, of his inheritance. Because, you know, the Bible says we are his children, joint heirs with Christ Jesus. But 1 Corinthians 15 and 45 let you know there is a difference. 1 Corinthians 15 and 45. Now, it's talking about a glorious body. But I love what it says in here. Let me read 49 first. 49 says, "And as we have borne the image of the man of dust." Now, who was the man of dust? We're talking about Adam. "We shall also bear the image of the heavenly man." Who was that? That was Jesus. But let's go back up to 45. Let's read what it's talking about. Now, it's talking about a resurrected body, but I want to use this today as your spiritual seed. And it says, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. And the last Adam, Jesus, became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterwards, the spirit." So yes, we are born in the natural, and then the spiritual comes. When we have salvation, we have a seed. We can keep our seed to Adam if we want and deal in what Adam has given us. It says, "However, the first man was of the earth, made of the dust, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have bore the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man." Now, he's talking to the Corinthian church. He's talking to the Christians. Adam, due to sin, sowed a corruptible seed to us, which was death. Separation from God, more than just physical death. We're talking about a separation from God. Separation from everything that he created us to be. Do you remember how he would come in the cool of the day and walk with Adam? He gave Adam the job of naming all that he had created. He loved Adam. Remember when he came down in the garden after the sin and he said, "Where are you? Where are you?" There was a separation already. He could feel it. He could see it. Adam didn't greet him like he normally does. What had he done? Him and his wife Eve had sown leaves together to hide their nakedness. Remember when he says, "I'm over here hiding in the bushes, Lord." This is my words. But he says, "Because I'm naked." He said, "Who told you you were naked?" See, that's what sin does. It brings condemnation. That's what Adam gave us. How often do we still listen to the serpent and his condemnation and his lies? When God has made the way through Jesus Christ for us to have the freedom from sin and right relationship with him. That was free. That one's on the side note. Let me get back to my story. Back to my lesson. So we have two seeds. One from Adam, the man of the dust. And we have one from Jesus, the heavenly man. Which seed are you going to die to? Which seed are you going to die to so that it lives, grows, and prospers in your life? In my lifetime, I look back now after I won't say how many years, but a long time that I have lived on this earth. And there's some things I wish I could go back and do differently. I do not want to be standing in front of my Maker one day in judgment, having those regrets that I didn't sow seeds to the kingdom of God, that I didn't make a personal relationship with God, that I didn't walk in the will and his goodness for me my whole life. How many times have you looked back to your life and you saw where you chose the wrong thing? All of us have. All of us have a past. All of us still learning, still being saved, as the Bible says. We're still learning to not be what Adam gave us, sin. We are still in that fix. Do you want to stand before him one day and have those regrets? I do not. I want to learn to die now to all that, so that I could hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's what I want to hear. So we have a choice. This is what you're sowing to right now in your life. You're sowing for your eternal life. Eternal, never ending. Yes, I know this makes me happy for just a moment, but it's going to be gone, this sin, this choice, this pleasure, whatever it may be. It's not going to do me any good eternally, is it? We're all sold out on the McDonald's drive-thru thing. Instant gratification, instant. I want to please myself now. I want to feel happy now, but we don't realize that it goes away in just a breath, just a moment. And life is the same way. It's just a vapor, it says. It's gone. Do you want to have eternity in heaven or in hell? This is what you're sowing to now. Romans 5 and 12, whereas by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all them for all that have sinned. So we have an incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. We have salvation through Christ Jesus. So we have a choice. Which seed is going to grow, prosper in our life? What fruit are we going to produce from it? And when we stand before God, we're going to give an account of the Bible says every word. That's how intense it is. Every action, every word. And you're going to be judged by the word of God. That's how you're going to be judged. So there's two natures within us. We've kind of talked about that. Which seed is going to produce fruit in your life? Have you ever had a problem figuring out which seed has died and is producing fruit in a person's life? Nope. You know how you know? You watch. You listen. You evaluate their lives. Now, I'm not saying you have to be perfect. You don't. Holy Spirit doesn't say, oh, I'm not coming into you until you're perfect. No, he takes up resident with you. And he says, we're just going to clean house. And like I like to say, one room at a time. We're just going to do it one room at a time. You keep reading the word. Keep applying it to your life. Be obedient to it one room at a time. So, you know, you may be seeing me act all crazy one day. But I guarantee you, Holy Spirit's going to get a hold of me real soon. Like I was sitting in the car, hoping for Old Testament your judgment to come down. And Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I gave you all the time you needed. So I had to have a come to Jesus at that very moment. And thank God it was private, but I have made it public so that you can learn from it. Do you think it's fun to come up here and tell you some of my weaknesses? No, it is not in my nature to do that. No. But I want you to know, we all have those issues. We all have issues. And Holy Spirit is there to help us get through it and take us through every truth. So what happens when you have a seed? It has to have the right conditions to grow. And literally what a seed does is die. You know those little seeds that you buy and you poke them down in the ground and you put fertilizer maybe on it or use the right soil combinations and put water on it when it's supposed to be watered and give it enough sunlight when it's supposed to be sunlight. I have three plants that I've kept for 2 or 3 years and finally I lost two of them. I only have one left. And Benny hated those plants because one of them was basil and it smells like you know what. And I brought it in the house for the winter because they're not winter plants. They're summer plants. They've got to have sunlight to grow. And I capitalized for a couple years, but I lost it this winter because I wasn't diligent in making sure it was taken care of. And I think Benny was very happy because that one smells like cat urine, he says. That basil, ooh, smells bad. And I have one left, and I put him out. And Benny keeps moving him around on the patio because he's a pretty big plant, so I can't move him too much anymore. It's lemon balm is the only one that's left. And I bought them for the purpose of keeping the mosquitoes away, but I would sometimes cut the leaves and stuff off and take it to people that I love and I know that can use it and let them use it because it was more than I can use. But he keeps moving around. I'm like, you can't put it over there. It needs sunlight. It needs morning sunlight. Or this needs full sunlight. So it matters what you give your seeds, right? So what they require moisture or water. They require oxygen. They require the right temperature. I learned that because my plants were summer plants, and I kept trying to keep them alive in the house in the winter. And it worked for a couple of years, but, you know, I got lazy, and it didn't work the last year. So, and it also requires light. So it requires that to germinate. So let me tell you something. If you're in a dark place right now, everybody ever been in the wilderness? Wilderness is a dark place. You feel kind of disconnected from God. You're disconnected from people sometimes because God's got you over there. He's germinating you. You're in a dark place because you're about to grow. But you've got to stay connected to Him. He's the light. He's the water. He's the bread. He's everything. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So what the seed does is when you put it in the plant, the seed coat cracks. What we see cracks. And the little embryo on the inside starts to grow. And the first thing it grows is a root. It anchors. Doesn't shoot up. I don't know why I thought that was important, but it grows down first. It's got to have stability. So let me tell you, who are you going to die to? Which seed are you going to die to? Which seed are you going to let take root in your life? Is it the seed of Adam? The seed of Jesus, the incorruptible seed, the corruptible seed or the incorruptible seed. So once it gets a root and it knows once it bursts up, the wind's not going to blow it away. It's not going to topple over. Then the shoot comes up out of the ground. And that's the part we see. We see the shoot. And then it develops into stems, leaves, and then fruit. Or whatever plant it's supposed to be. Like I said, you know, photosynthesis is when it kicks in there. It needs light for that. But apple tree is going to produce apple. Apple seed is going to produce apples. Orange seed is orange. You're not going to plant a mango seed and expect to get grapes, right? No. No. Nah. Not on this planet anyways. So I want to know, what are you going to die to? Which seed in your life is going to get life? They both start in darkness. One's corruptible, one's incorruptible. One will inherit heaven and one won't. You know, Paul said this in the Corinthians. They were making a big fuss that, oh, I was baptized by Paul or I was baptized by Apollo. And it was making a division in the church. And Paul wrote, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. When you are working as a Christian, don't be so jealous of what other people are doing. You are called to your calling and they are called to their calling. But together, it works because God makes it work. And it says in verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 3, so then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Don't take credit for it. Just because I gave you the word, somebody's going to come along and water it. That seed's down there working. God gives the increase. That speaks to a relationship with Him as an individual and spending time with Him and allowing that seed to take root in your heart and grow and change you into what you're called to be. We all have our parts. We all have our parts. Now, Luke 9 and 23, the New King James says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. This is Jesus telling his disciples and you and I, take up his cross daily. I love that part, daily. And follow me. Any of that talking about living to this world? No. No. Deny self. This world loves to live to self. We love to see ourselves on TV. We love to see yourself on our videos and look at all the social medias. It's all about me and my great life and my great kids and my great family, my great whatever, education, whatever you want to say. Die to self. Now, it's okay to have education. It's okay to have a great job. It's even okay to have money, but everything has to be in perspective. It can't be your God. Deny self. Take up the cross. A lot of people don't like that part. That's that dying part down in the ground, in the dirt, in the dark. letting go of everything but him in his will, his timing. And follow me. Walk in my footsteps, Jesus said. Jesus was what, servant, humble. And if you listen to any of the teachings from the last few Wednesday nights, he was also a slave. That's what we're called to be. Sounds so great, doesn't it? Let's see who's first in line. Yeah, everybody wants to be used by God until you realize this is how you're great in the kingdom. By being humble like a child, servant to everyone. I mean everyone. Not just the ones that like you. To the ones that hate you. Enslaved to God. That means, yes, I would like to live here, but God says, no, not now. I need you here. Yes, I would like to take this job. It would mean something better for me and my family, but God says, no, not right now. I want you here. That's slave. That's a slave. And everybody, and like I say around here, we'll put people in positions, and it doesn't take very long to figure out which side they're on. Because they realize it's not all about me. It's all about him. And that's how you're supposed to be. So Romans 6. Is your seed dying yet? Anybody feel that pressure right now? I know I've just got a few minutes. I have a lot more to teach you. Maybe we'll pick it up next week. Depends on what God has for us next week. 6 and 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, talking about Jesus, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with. Ooh, that was that corruptible seed. The body of sin is done away with when you die with Christ. That we shall no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ. And it says on, death no longer has dominion over you. You want to be incorruptible or corruptible seed? Do you remember in Luke 8, and I won't read the story of the sower, the seed and the sower of the seed. It had good ground, it had bad ground, it had rocky ground. What kind of ground are you? I won't go into details. We all know that. What kind of soil are you? Are the ones that caught up in the cares of the world and the seed just dies at the top and doesn't produce anything? The sun scorches it. Are you the ones where the enemy swoops in and takes your seed so it can't even have the chance to take root and into the soil and grow? First Corinthians 15, go back and read that whole chapter. It talks at one point, it says, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. That's, I think, verse 36. And it says, the body sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. Talking about when you sow what you have been given, the corruptible. Sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory. When it's sown in weakness, it's raised in power. And it's sown in a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. We must sow. We must let it die. Our natural, our corruptible seed, our corruptible nature, our corruptible and dishonorable life, our weakness of mentality, so that we can inherit spiritually his boldness, his strength, his incorruptibility, his honor, his glory, his holiness. But flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. You have to die to corruptible stuff, to the natural stuff. I'm not talking suicide here, but I'm talking to spiritual death. Therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast. be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Growing in your relationship with God, dying to the corruptible seed, the Adam seed, the nature of Adam, sin and death, allows you to be strong in the man, in Jesus. The heavenly man, as the word said, the incorruptible seed, which is, he's the living word of God, right? He was the word made flesh and dwelt among us. So I'm asking you today, which seed are you going to die to? Which one is going to be allowed to take root in your life and produce fruit? You have a choice. It's plain. It's right there in the scriptures. Corruptible or incorruptible? I can say most days incorruptible wins. But I'm not going to say that the corruptible doesn't show its ugly head every once in a while. But through the power and of the Holy Spirit and by the word of God, I have the strength to defeat it. It's already defeated because the scripture said you're no longer a slave to it. No longer. Father, we thank you for your words. We thank you for reminding us, Lord Jesus, that we are incorruptible seeds in the kingdom. That we have purpose and you have plans for us. That we are loved so much, Father, that you have given us everything we need to be the mighty men and women of God you've called us to be. I thank you, Lord. I praise your holy name because no one else could have done what you have done. No one else ever will. Help us, Lord Jesus, as your children, to walk in the knowledge and the power, because it says, not by strength, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Help us be led by your spirit and sow to the incorruptible. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.